how to decide when to put a procedure in place. If there is a process that would make your teaching life easier, would help things run smoother in your classroom, for example, you know, a student getting permission to use the restroom on an individual basis. If you can think about the task analysis of what you would need to have done as a classroom teacher in order for a child to be able to let you know, sign out, use the bathroom, check back in again, and return to their seat, that can save you a lot of time throughout your teaching day. So if you see there's a way to come up with a process to make your life easier, let the kids know the steps that need to happen, that's a good place for the procedure. Some real common procedures are having kids use a pencil sharpener, using the lavatory, how to sign up for lunch, checking in for attendance in the morning, turning in homework, are all things that if you can come up with the steps and sequence to have it happen successfully, once you work with the students to help them understand it, then it just becomes automatic and it saves you actually a lot of correcting of behavior and earns you back some teaching time because they know what the process is, they know what the steps are. If you've already started your school year and maybe had a procedure for walking in the hallways or signing up for lunch and realize that things are not going as smoothly as you're transitioning from one class to the next, or that getting them lined up at the end of the day to walk the hallways to get their bus isn't going as well as you think it could, that would be indication of it's time for a procedure. It's not uncommon when you put a procedure in place that there might be the need for refinement down the road, but doing the task analysis, working with the students so that they understand what's expected, having them practice it before they ever need it, and then rewarding it, recognizing when people are doing what you need them to do in that prescribed order can help smooth things out.